Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis, and this week will be the first of a three-part series called Bach and the Violin. Over the next few weeks, we'll sample compositions that Bach wrote for the violin from three recent recordings. Today, we're going solo with a 2013 Centaur Records release of Bach's Sonatas and Partitas for the violin alone, performed by Daniel Stepner. Next week, we'll hear the violin as a chamber music partner with the harpsichord in performances by Tom Coltman and Catherine Manson, and then we'll tie things up with the release from the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra and Bach's Concertos for 1, 2, and 3 violins. It's not that none of this repertory has ever been recorded before. Quite the contrary, this is some of Bach's most familiar and most recorded music. With so many CDs already on the market, you might wonder, why on earth do we need others? Well, Bach's manuscripts haven't changed since he wrote them, but our interpretations of them have. And music is both living and personal. Each new performer, in their own place and time, brings something of themselves to these Bach masterpieces. And in the triangle of composer, performer, listener, it's a delight to be able to hear all the different treatments of this music through various recordings. Daniel Stepner certainly has a lot to offer, and from this recording of the 6 Sonatas and Partitas for solo violin, it's obvious that he has been immersed in Bach's music for most of his performing career. The tracks on this 2-CD set were laid down over a span of 23 years between 1989 and 2012. They were recorded at 4 different locations on 3 different violins using 2 different recording formats by 1 performer. There's a lot to take in and a lot to distinguish. It's hard to know if you like a particular track because you prefer the sound of the 1641 Italian Amati violin to the 1740s German Klotz or the 1693 Strad, all instruments that Stepner plays? Or is it the acoustic that catches your ear, one more than another? Do you find the resonance of the Schlossberg Auditorium more to your liking, or the sound of the studio space or museum gallery? Are you an audiophile who prefers the sound of analog over digital? Both were used in this set. And what about the way each piece is differently mic'd and engineered and produced by yet another varying group of people? And then there's the question of Mr. Stepner himself. How has his playing changed and developed over the more than 2 decades during which these recordings were made? There are so many levels to unpack, and in a case like this, it's easy to miss the forest for the trees. At the end of the day, the main point is J.S. Bach through the eyes of Daniel Stepner. Taken as a whole, all of these variables add up to living music, documented as one tiny snapshot in time. Here's some of a jig from one of the earliest recording dates on Stepner's release. Made using an analog reel-to-reel recorder, Stepner plays a 1693 Stradivari violin from the collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. I like the lilt, the unrushed tempo, the lines moving in and out, the quality of sound created here by the combination of instrument, player, and space. Let's now listen to some of the B minor partita that Stepner recorded using the 1740s German Klotz in a studio in Newton, Massachusetts, presumably many years later. Thank you. There is something else to notice about this track. Usually, we hear the movements of the B minor partita in order as they appear in the score. 8 distinct dance movements, allemande followed by a double, a corrente followed by a double, the sarabande followed by a double, you get the point. But in his performance, Stepner incorporates the doubles into each dance movement, essentially reducing the number of distinct movements by half. It's an interesting idea, which, as a listener, I actually like quite a lot. There are 2 full discs of Bach's music that you can immerse yourself in, but I can't leave off without mentioning how the set closes. Stepner has made his own arrangement of Bach's Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue, usually performed on keyboard. Described by Stepner as a kaleidoscope of harmonies full of daring modulation, the task of setting Bach's Chromatic Fantasy for solo violin from a work originally for the keyboard was quite an adventure. Stepner is the first to admit that there is no evidence that Bach ever intended the fantasy to be played on a violin, but it was a challenge that he nonetheless found irresistible. Stepner plays Bach's Chromatic Fantasy on a 1641 instrument by Niccolò Amati. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. If you'd like to know more about the music we feature today, Daniel Stepner and his recent Bach CD, you can find it on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and check out our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. And be sure and check back next week for more Bach. Rather than solo music, we'll hear how Bach writes for the violin in a chamber music setting and hear a CD by Tom Coltman and Catherine Manson on which they play Bach's obbligato sonatas for violin and harpsichord. But that's next week. Until then, I'm Chanel Davis. Thanks for listening.